It's Friday, December 10th, AD 2021. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On December 4th, the Burmese army torched a Pentecostal church and its clergy quarter in Myanmar's Christian-majority Chin state, reports International Christian Concern. 19 structures were burned in total. Over 10,000 residents in the Chin state of Myanmar have fled to neighboring states or India to avoid the ongoing fighting between local resistance forces and the Burmese army. As he flew from Greece to Italy on Monday, Pope Francis talked about which sins are the most serious, reports the New York Post. The context was the December 2nd resignation of 70-year-old Paris Archbishop Michel Petit, who allegedly gave a massage to a woman, but claims he was not intimate with her. The Argentinian leader of the Catholic Church spoke in Spanish.
Peccati più gravi sono coloro che hanno più angelicalità. La soperba, l'odio, questi sono più.
In English, the Pope said, quote, "The sins of the flesh are not the most serious. The most serious ones are like pride and hatred. These are the most serious sins," end quote. The Apostle Paul asked a question which the Pope should consider. "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God." 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 and 10. On Monday, Tesla CEO Elon Musk took a sledgehammer to Biden's multi-trillion dollar Build Back Better agenda, which some have dubbed Build Back Broke. In a Zoom appearance at the Wall Street Journal CEO Council Summit, he said, quote, "Don't pass it. That's my recommendation," end quote.
If we don't cut government spending, there's something really bad's going to happen. This is crazy. Our spending is so far in excess of revenue, it's insane. If you zeroed out all the billionaires, you still wouldn't solve the deficit.
Musk's recommendation against passage of Biden's bloated bill was especially intriguing in light of the fact that it includes funding for electric vehicle charging stations, which would benefit his Tesla brand. A federal jury in Arkansas has found former reality television star Josh Duggar guilty of downloading and possessing child pornography, reports the Christian Post. The jury in Fayetteville found the 19 Kids and Counting star guilty of one count of receiving child pornography and one count of possessing child pornography on Thursday. He was immediately taken into custody. Judge Timothy Brooks said Duggar will be sentenced in about 4 months, according to KNWA. He could receive up to 20 years in prison and fines of up to $250,000. The eldest son of Christian parents Jim Bob and Michelle Duggar was arrested after authorities discovered pornographic images depicting child abuse in a computer at a car dealership that Duggar owned. After the guilty verdict, Clay Folks, the United States Attorney for Western Arkansas, made this statement.
"Today, it's my honor and privilege to join in this announcement of a guilty verdict in the case of United States versus Josh Duggar. This case represents a significant milestone for the Western District of Arkansas and our continued efforts to combat child abuse. Those who would say that children who are photographed and videoed in a manner similar to the evidence in this case are not abused and are not victims are clearly wrong. Every time their videos and photos are traded online, uploaded and downloaded from the internet, they are victimized all over again."
The Learning Channel pulled 19 Kids and Counting in 2015 over accusations that Josh Duggar had molested four of his sisters and a babysitter. In 2015, Duggar publicly apologized for his pornography addiction and cheating on his wife, calling himself, quote, "the biggest hypocrite ever," end quote. When the Biden bus passed through Texas last October, Robert and Joylyn Massaros were a part of the Trump train that drove alongside the bus to communicate their support for President Trump's re-election. Robert is a master plumber, and Joylyn is a homeschool mother. Sadly, former Democrat State Senator Wendy Davis, two Biden-Harris campaign staffers, and the bus driver are now suing the Massaroses in federal court, falsely accusing them of having, quote, "violated the Ku Klux Klan law of 1871 by banding together on a public highway to suppress black minority voter rights, end quote. Ironically, the law was originally designed by Republicans to protect minorities from Democrats who formed the KKK. The Massoroses are also being falsely accused of attempting to run the Biden bus off the road. Joy Lynn said, quote, "We were proudly exercising our First Amendment right to free speech by flying American and Trump flags on our truck in support of our presidential candidate, just like they were with the Biden bus. We showed love for our country and for President Trump, just like you would wear your favorite jersey to a sporting event. We are a single-income family, modestly living the American dream. Our home and all we've worked hard for is on the line to defend free speech. The lawsuit is designed to silence us with threats of bankruptcy, but we will not be silenced or intimidated," end quote. The Massaros family has cashed in their 401k to fight this lawsuit. To learn more or to help them financially, go to freeforfreedomsake.com. And finally, remember our recent story about the plumber who discovered 500 Lakewood Church envelopes filled with cash and checks in the wall of the church as he repaired a toilet? Well, now the plumber, who has been identified as Justin Cawley, has been awarded $20,000 cash by Crime Stoppers of Houston for possibly helping solve a $600,000 burglary at Joel Osteen's congregation 7 years ago, reports MSN.com. Needless to say, Cawley was truly grateful.
Bills are stacking up. Work is slow, so I'm just trying to make the best of it. And today, that light shined through.
The church has not said how much money was recovered from the toilet wall. George Lindsay, morning host of 100.3 The Bull in Houston, to whom Justin the plumber initially spoke on air, said, quote, "He has to be one of the most honest people in the world. We're talking about a bathroom with no security cameras. He could have pocketed some money, but the guy reported it immediately," end quote. Proverbs 12, verse 22 says, "Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who act faithfully are his delight." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, December 10th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.